Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August 31st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny, December wheat up a penny and a half, and November beans steady. Relatively quiet night, corn only had a penny and a half range here. We've got the dollar up another 23 ticks. Crude oil is up 57. That could be just a little bit supportive on the crude oil side. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. Weekly exports were huge on the beans, 1.57 basically combined. Big number there. Corn, 992 combined. Pretty good number. Wheat, okay, 536. Deliveries were heavy on the corn, 844. The open interest in these markets, in the corn market, has gone down almost 100,000 contracts in the last couple of days. After the report, there was huge buying, about 100,000 contracts. At least looks like those longs have blown out now. And it may also be partly farmers delivering grain against DP contracts. The commercials have been short, so they might be covering those short positions now that they've taken in the grain. It's getting to the point now where we've had so much bad news, corn making new lows after new low, that I certainly think a bounce is warranted here. Is it going to come today? Is it going to come tomorrow? Is it going to come Tuesday? I don't know, but I think we're getting pretty close. There's the old saying, buy heavy deliveries on first notice day. Corn deliveries were heavy, so that may be a plus. The funds are short corn, wheat, and beans, so I think that's a little bit of a plus. So again, at these levels down here, I have no interest in playing the short side. In fact, I want to try the long side in the next couple of days out here. The weather, obviously, the hurricane has moved into Louisiana, causing some problems there. Again, I don't know if it's going to be enough to offset the benefits that the hurricane is bringing into the central Midwest. But all things being equal here, I think we're getting back and away from the hurricane news and getting back to the fundamentals. We had decent exports. All the little indicators, in my opinion, point to a market that's kind of running out of gas on the downside. So, you know, sometime doesn't mean we can't make a new low today, maybe down to 340, 339 in D's corn, maybe down to 925 in the beans. But somewhere around here, I think you got to look at buying some grain. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.